This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And we have our next guest on the line. We have Karen Lavery. And Karen is a really wonderful artist who's been doing great things and also is...
A calendar.
Again, but another sort of St. Kilda related
story. There seems to be a bit of a theme going on today, doesn't there?
Yeah.
You know, quite a few sort of like I said, welcome to Melbourne, welcome to St. Kilda. Obviously getting ready for the opening up again.
Absolutely. And so there's so much to talk to Karen about, but we'll bring her on. So Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Eve, and lovely to meet you and David and Neil.
Lovely to meet you too.
Yeah, sorry, I was just going to say, Karen, before we talk about the actual calendar that you've been doing, just a little bit of background on you. Now, how did you, how did you get started in the arts and in doing calendars and basically just doing, just what you are doing? What's your sure. Your backstory, basically?
Okay, so I'm from England originally. And been living in Australia and Melbourne mostly for, 25, 30 years or so. And I'm not very academic, but I do actually have a postgraduate in corporate citizenship, equivalent to a master's, but that's through sheer determination. It's nothing to do with talent, I can tell you that. So
don't sell yourself short.
Oh, no, it's true, I promise you. As a child at school, I really loved art, and I did do art A-level in England. And then life just took me in a different direction, and, I needed to form a career, which I've done, and is a very successful one, so that's great. But I spent 35 years not painting, and started again in 2015.
And what was the reason? Was there any reason? What was the, that little, voice in the back of your head saying, come on, it's time?
It wasn't actually my voice. It was the voice of a friend.
Ah.
And I can't stress strongly enough the impact that if you know somebody, it just with general friends, just to have encouragement and to encourage somebody to take a step. And this lovely friend of mine, Mark Glazebrook, said, he didn't know that I had a background of painting or art. And he had a couple of dogs. And I said, I used to draw animals. And he asked me to draw one of his dogs. And he liked it. And then I did all of his animals, actually.
Oh, good.
And then... I thought, and he was really encouraging, and I thought, I've always wanted to do watercolour, and went into Seniors Art in Malvern to buy products and just happened to say, do you know anywhere that I can have lessons? And amazingly, the fantastic David Taylor teaches from there, and I became a student of his, and I just couldn't stop. I just love watercolour, and I now have a website, and I don't know, I've painted something like 300 paintings since 2015.
And what is it about watercolours? Because people become quite passionate about it and go, I only do watercolour. What is it?
Yeah. It's the fluidity and the fact that it's unpredictable and it mirrors nature. And so much of my painting is about nature and about connecting. And it's completely freeing. I think because my day work is very structured, it's fantastic to work in a medium that is completely free and loose, and you have to relax into it. If you don't, it won't work.
Right. Now, you're doing something special, and it's not the first year you've done it. Obviously, you can take a whole 12 months to get ready for it. What is it that you've got ready that's ready to roll out right this very moment? What are you doing?
Well, thank you, David. I have I've produced a calendar of St Kilda nature watercolours that I've painted. But the purpose of the calendar is it's really to support the community and to involve the community in supporting the community. I feel very lucky that I'm able to be creative, and if I can galvanize the community and if I can give back to the community through what I do, it's the most beautiful feeling. Mm. And it started in lockdown last year, where I committed to posting a painting to try to cheer people up of St Kilda, posting one a week, and of course not knowing it would last 17 weeks. And so then I thought, well, this is having such a good response, and it's saying that it really is giving some people a lift. So I thought, okay, so how can I take this further? So I produced a calendar for this year and donated all the profit to a local charity that supports women and children impacted by domestic and family violence. And this year, I thought, well, I want to do the same. We're still in COVID. How can I take that further? So this year, I'm donating all the profit to a local social enterprise, Space to Be Social Design, which is a wonderful organization that supports newly arrived migrants, refugees, and people seeking asylum to become financially independent. I've also included the St Kilda community by asking them, what are your favorite natural views of St Kilda? And I've painted those.
Mm.
So those people are included. The calendar also gives free promotion to four local restaurants and cafes who have been struggling through COVID. And in turn, they've provided discount vouchers for the community. I've also featured a very talented Space to Be artist designer each month. And each of they have a background that's from culturally and linguistically diverse. And their products themselves are gorgeous and available in the Space to Be physical shop and online. And lastly, I'm giving everyone that buys a calendar 25% off my artwork until the end of December to try and help the community with their Christmas presents and to say a big thank you.
Oh,
so it's a really inclusive venture.
And name some of, like you've got a painting a month. Name some of the landmarks that we recognise in St Kilda.
Okay. Well, the pier, obviously.
Yeah, the good old pier.
The good old pier, and that one's called My Happy Place. Each person that suggested the location, the view, I said, you know, I'd like you to have the honour of naming the painting. So that one's called My Happy Place. The other one is the bridge near the skate park,
yep.
Which is that gorgeous little bridge that we all, you know, usually walk under. The other are seagulls, which, you know, we all know in St Kilda. And there's a sunrise and there's a sunset.
And the kites.
Of course, boats. And the kites.
The kites.
Absolutely. The kite surfers.
Yeah. Yeah, which on the cover, yes. And on a windy day, there's something like 50 to 150 of them out on the bay. It's quite spectacular just to watch them as well.
Now, they're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. And what's this about poetry as well?
Yes, I write poetry as well. And the poems, I think, you know, when you've reached 50-something, we've all had different experiences in life. And I hope that my poems help people have insights either into their situation or the situation that their friends or family might be experiencing.
Yep.
So, they're about happy things and challenging situations and nature, of course, because I just love nature.
And how can people find the poems? Are they on your website?
They are. Yes, sorry, I should have said that. So my website is karenlavery.com, and you spell my name, think of Car in the Garage. It's a Norwegian name, but it's spelled C-A-R-I-N, so Karen, and then Lavery.com. And I've got a blog on my website with all the poems on the blog.
Okay. Could you share one of them with us now?
I'd love to, if you'd like me to, yes. Okay. Which one would you like? Any idea?
No, you surprise us. You know, like, go for it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, really put you on the want... spot. Yeah, you have. Okay. Do you want one with a bit of meaning, like maybe being a carer to my beautiful partner? Or do you want one with...
I like the idea of the carer one.
The carer? Okay, all right. Here we go then. Okay. Gosh, I've never done this on national television before.
No, I'm not on radio. Radio.
It feels like television, I can tell you. Okay, right. The carer. Are you up? Are you down? Are you mobile? Are you around? Do I have space to be? Or do I need to see what needs to be done in this moment I'm free? I'm exhausted in mind. I'm confused in body. But I keep looking to find the strength to be, to see, to plan, to simply breathe. Oh, you wicked life. You've dealt your card. You've cut right through our burgeoning hearts. You're cruel. You're mean. We didn't see the space we had when we could just be. Now it's medical kit, appointments galore, restrictions, contradictions, redactions, and action, action, always action. I'm screaming for space, a slower pace, grace. I'm struggling with energy, balance, conflict in need, planting seeds of hope instead of fear. I'm here. I want to be here. I'm clear. My love for you will keep me always here and near. So today, our lives are different. I now need to find the good. I've understood how life is precious. It's raw. It hurts. Its beauty is flawed. But it has a new law. Live, love, today. We may not get more. I love you with every claw of my fingers, trying to close the door against the tide and the roar of my pain. It's insane. I love you. I want the best for you. My heart bleeds with seeds of desperation to find reason in this season of confusion that has become so precious, so precious. Today, we have today. Live that way. Give way. Play. Stay in the moment. It's my only way to make sense of each precious, precious day. I hope I can do this. I'm trying to do this. Please be patient while I try. I can't lie. This is hard. I'm relaxing my guard to be human. We're both human, struggling. I have no more delusion. In this new life, full of strife, we have today, only today, I'm trying to live that way. I love you.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Very beautiful. Wow.
Very honest. Wow. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing that with us. So
I hope it helps others that, you know, might be carers or, you know people that are carers.
Absolutely. All right, so the calendar, you buy it online? Is that the way to do it?
Yes. Right. Yes. So you buy it on my website, karenlavery.com.
Yep.
You can also, from the 16th of November, you can buy it in store at Space to Be, and there it, and all the options are on my website, but it's 144 Chapel Street, St Kilda, opposite the primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also having a launch, an online launch, which I forgot, I'm sorry, on Thursday the 18th of October at 6:30. And the wonderful Sam Inan, who's auctioneer of Bell Property St Kilda, has very kindly donated his time to conduct an auction of a large original artwork of mine. All the proceeds are going to Space to Be, and I've also donated a limited edition print of the calendar cover as an online door prize to everybody that comes. And you can register to attend the launch again at karenlavery.com/launch.
Sorry, Karen.
We'd love to see you all there.
Was that the 18th of November?
No, October.
It is. It's November. when did I say? Did October. I say October? Yes. Sorry.
Oh, that's right, because it's gone.
That's why I just want to clarify, that's all. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Neil. No, 18th of November, yes, at 6:30.
Okay. Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you so much for the beautiful artwork and your poetry. And thank you for being so generous with supporting really important organizations in this neck of the woods. So congratulations and thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, David. And thank you all. Thank you, all three of you, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And please do look up, everybody is interested, look up Space to Be, because they do incredible work with, you know, new migrants and refugees. Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. See ya.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
You've been listening to an interview with Karen Lavery on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.